Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some Catholics seem to believe that priests' homilies can only be bland and gently uncontroversial soothing noises which don't disturb anything. One wonders where the idea comes from. Certainly, it doesn't come from God. Of course, prudence and love are key components of any homily. But the demands of love and prudence sometimes make it necessary for a few challenges to be thrown out also. As we are reminded at every Ash Wednesday, priests are to remind all of us, priests included, that we are to constantly repent and believe in the gospel. Soothing as it is, even cricket commentary gets loud and moves quickly. It would be a sad and evil thing if one's homilies never did. And this is what Jesus shows us today, in what are perhaps some of his more outrageous comments. If Jesus had ever had a vicar general, he would no doubt have received a powerful phone call once he heard what he said today to the woman seeking his help. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs. Shocking! How dare he say that to someone? And yet, Jesus is not actually calling the woman a dog. He is using those terms as a metaphor to explain the difference between the people of Israel and the peoples of all other nations. Certainly, the people of Israel are different to any other. They worship God, and they are the only people God raised up himself out of nothing. That doesn't mean Israel rules the roost. Jesus does call them children. Obviously, even they have a lot to learn and only continue to exist because God himself protects and feeds them. If this is so, then why does Jesus say what he does about going only to Israel? It's true, his ministry was principally to the Jewish people, who for God remain still precious. And so the Jews to this day remain the chosen people. They were never unchosen by God, nor were they replaced by the church, as St. Paul makes very clear. A second, more concrete point Jesus is making is that for each of us, sure, we are missionary and evangelizing and called to care for the poor, but that starts with the people we are sent to first. My spouse, my kids, my workmates, my friends, my neighbors, the idiot driving in front of me, all of them we are called to take time to love and do continual good for, to pray for them, to show what Jesus looks like by how we act, and to show the way Christianity gives to the world a free, pure, and inspiring human being. How are you going with that? With those local people where you are? The world's not screwed up because I'm not out feeding the hungry far away. It's screwed up because we are feral to the people around us, and we don't love them as we should. This is the point of our Christianity. The life of the sacraments and commandments is a life of love which sets us free to love. Let's renew our commitment to our faith today, spending a long time in personal prayer, going to Mass and confession when we can, and spending our time doing good for others. Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that, loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.